Unit 8. Reading. My best friend is a robot. Until recently, it used to be common to think of robots as just workers, machines designed to build cars or do the housework. In fact, the word robot comes from the Czech word robota, which means forced labour. But a few years ago, a robot revolution began. Companies began to design robots as toys for children. These have become so popular that now some parents and experts are worried about the effects of friendships between robots and children. In 1940, Isaac Asimov wrote a story called Robbie, in which a robot was a child's best friend. In the story, the child's mother had been worried about their friendship until the robot saved the child's life at the end of the story. In real life, there are also divided opinions about humans hanging out with robots. One of the reasons why experts are worried is because young people might believe that robots are people, not machines. It may seem strange that we can feel an emotional connection with a machine, but just think of all the friendly robots that already exist in fiction, from Wall-E to R2-D2. Could close relationships with a robot confuse children? Some people think it's possible. In the past, children would play with inanimate toys or objects. But today's robot toys are designed to express feelings and emotions in a human way, and some are capable of real interaction with children. When a child says he doesn't want to play, the robot can show sadness or disappointment. Some robots are designed to get upset if they lose in games or if you shake them. There are robot toys that can modify their behaviour as they learn about their owner and their surroundings. That's the case of Paro, a Japanese robot in the form of a seal. Paro is helping people suffering from dementia to feel less lonely. The robot responds to the person's voice and touch by moving and making sounds. Unlike a human being, it never has arguments with you. It's the perfect companion, bringing enjoyment to people. However, there's a real danger that humans sometimes forget that robots are not living beings. In an experiment, researchers from different universities in Germany asked 89 people to interact with a robot. When they had finished the interaction, the robot begged half of the people not to switch it off. These people hesitated before they did so, and 13 people actually refused to switch it off. Robots may make good companions for certain people, but let's not forget they aren't living beings and they don't have feelings. At least, not yet.